奉主耶稣圣名开始我们这一节的查考。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our Bible study.
那根据教会的这个安排，我们今天来继续查考列王记下的21章。
So according to the arrangement of the church, we shall continue studying 2 Kings chapter 21.
那列王记下的二十一章，还有这个历代志下33章，都是在记载同样的一件事情。
So both 2 Kings chapter 21 and 2 Chronicles chapter 33 records the same event.
所以等一下呢，小弟有可能就是在引用这两个两章哦，历代志下的33，还有列王记下21章，作为一些的学习跟查考。
So later, I will refer to both 2 Kings chapter 21 and 2 Chronicles chapter 33 in our Bible study.
列王记下的19章、20章是谈到西西家的事情。
So 2 Kings chapters 19 to 20 talks about King Hezekiah.
20章的20节里头告诉我们呢，西西家呢，就去世了与他的列祖同岁。
And so in chapter 20, verse 20 tells us that Hezekiah passed away and rested with his father.
那他的儿子叫玛拿西亚，来接续他的王位。
Then Manasseh, his son, reigned in this place.
这个列王记下的21章呢，只有26节。
So 2 Kings chapter 21 contains 26 verses.
这里谈到主要玛拿西所做的一些事情。
So it mainly records some of the things that Manasseh did.
那圣经告诉我们玛拿西呢，他做王在位呢，一共有55年。
So the Bible tells us that Manasseh reigned for 55 years.
他是在南朝犹大国做王最长的一个国王，一位国王。
And he was one of the longest reigning kings in the southern kingdom of Judah.
但是玛拿西呢，他行神眼中看为恶的事。
Yet Hezekiah did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以有人说导致后来这个犹大国最终被巴比伦来毁灭。也就是他所做的这些恶事情的原因之一。
So, this subsequently led to the destruction of Judah by the Babylonians.
玛拿西12岁当王。
So, Manasseh became king when he was 12.
他父亲当王的时候是把很多的秋坛这些偶像的这些高处拜偶像祭偶像的东西都来烧毁。
So while his father was king, he got rid of many of the high places and the idols in the country.
但是呢，玛拿西当王以后却重建他父亲所拆毁的丘坛。
But when Manasseh became king, he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed.
所以南国的这个犹大的百姓在玛拿西执政当中他们行的恶比在以色列之前所做的是更加的恶。
So the people under the reign of Hezekiah, under the reign of Manasseh, did evil in the sight of the Lord greater than the previous kings.
所以如果单单我们看这个列王记下的21章，我们发觉到说这里只谈到这个玛拿西所做的恶事情。
So if we look at 2 Kings chapter 21, we see only the evil deeds that Manasseh did.
我们可以先来看这个21章这个21章的第一节到第九节。
We can read chapter 21 verses 1 to 9.
这里告诉我们玛拿西登基的时候是12岁。
So here it tells us that Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king.
在耶路撒冷他当王当了55年。
And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem.
也告诉了我们他母亲的名字叫谢西巴。
And this, here it also tells us that his mother's name was Hephzibah.
玛拿西呢，行神眼中看为恶的事，效法以色列人行可憎的事情。第二节。
And verse 2, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
然后呢，他重新来建造他父亲所毁坏的丘坛。
And he rebuilt the high places that his father had destroyed.
所以换句话说爸爸除掉的他再把他复兴起来。
And other words, what his father had got rid of, he rebuilt.
来建造这个巴利的丘坛，或者是亚瑟拉的像。
To raise up the altars of Baal and the images of Asherah.
跟当时他的祖先亚哈所做的都是一样在敬拜这个天上的万象。
And just as Ahab, king of Israel, had done, he worshipped all the hosts of heaven.
更加得不到神的欢喜，更加让神愤怒的，就是在圣殿当中来筑这些坛，来拜偶像。
And then instead of pleasing God, what he did instead was to raise up these altars in the temple of God to worship these idols.
还有第六节，使儿子金火，光照，用法术教鬼等等的事情。
And in verse 6 also mentions that he made the sun pass through and consulted spiritists and mediums.
其实这些事情在摩西的律例典章里头都非常严厉的，很严重的罪神会惹神的愤怒。
So all these sins were very, serious and incur the wrath of God.
如果我们读第七节到第九节，我发觉到在这个原先圣殿里头所罗门的殿里头，他还在里面来雕刻这个偶像亚瑟拉。
And verse 7 tells us that he even carved an image of Asherah and placed it in the house of the Lord.
所以第八节神就这样来提醒他的百姓，提醒这个王。
And in verse 8, God reminds his people as well as his king.
以色列人若谨守遵行我一切所吩咐他们的，我仆人摩西所吩咐他们的一切律法，我就不再使他们挪移离开我赐给他们列祖之地。
And I will not make the feet of Israel wander anymore from the land which I gave their fathers, only if they are careful to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them.
其实当我们读这个列王记上下甚至撒母耳记下，我们都发觉到神常常向他的百姓这样来去重复再重复的提醒他们。
So whether we study First and Second Kings or even Second Samuel, we find that God in this manner continually reminded his people.
要他们来谨守遵守神所吩咐他们的一切的律法。
Commanding them to observe all that he had commanded.
因为这个迦南地是神所应许给他们的。
Because the land of Canaan was promised to them.
他们如果懂得好好来遵守神的吩咐，那神就会让他们呢国泰平安。
So, if only the people followed the instructions of the Lord, he would give them peace in their borders.
不会有这种周围的仇敌来欺负他们。
And there would not be any of their enemies who surrounded them and who oppressed them.
往往我们发觉到在不管在哪一个王朝里头只要他们是违背神的时候。
So no matter in which dynasty, we find that as soon as the king goes against God,
那神就会兴起外邦来惩罚他们。
God will rise up the Gentile nations to attack them.
第九节这里说他们却不听从
Yet in verse 9, it tells us that they paid no attention.
玛拿西引诱他们行恶，比耶和华在以色列人面前所灭的列国更甚。
And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel.
不单指这个所做的事情没有带领百姓好好的来敬拜神。
Not only did he not lead the people to worship God.
却是带领百姓所做的是比外邦不认识神的这种偶像恶事是更加的厉害。
Instead, he led the people in doing evil even greater than the Gentile nations who did not know God.
所以呢，神就对他所做的这个事情非常的愤怒。
So, because of what he had done, God was very angry with him.
其实我们常常在学习，尤其我们最近一直在学习这个列王记上下。
So recently, we've been studying First and Second Kings.
如果我们每一个安息日都在这里，我们就发觉到说，以色列百姓是非常不听话的百姓。
And we find that actually from reading these two books, that the people were one that were very disobedient.
尤其是国王常常带领百姓来离开神。
Especially when the king leads his people to stray from God.
其实这不单只是一种的圣经里头的记载。
This is not only a biblical record.
也是给我们现今的信徒基督徒一个非常好的一个提醒。
But also serves as a good reminder to us Christians.
告诉我们在我们生活当中，我们真的不要来违背神的命令。
to remind us to that in our daily lives that we should not go against the commandments of God.
虽然表面上说我们没有去好像他们去犯这种拜偶像的罪。
Even though on the surface we may not fall into the sin of idol worshiping,
但是我们来到神的家，我们来守安息日，我们必须要用心灵诚实来敬拜神。
But when we come to the house of the Lord to worship Him, we must do so in truth and in spirit.
所以这是我们知道，而且我们都要去做的。
So these things we know and we must do them.
你做得好，神就会来看顾祝福我们。
And if we do well, God will look after us and bless us.
如果不听从。
Yet if we do not listen,
就好像这个列王时代的神就会以这些外邦的这些国家来去惩罚他们。
Then like as in the time of the kings, God will rise up these foreign nations to punish them.
所以马拿西当王了以后
，So after Manasseh become king,
那神就在他所做的事情上非常的愤怒。
God was very angry with what he had done.
因为他没有带领起初呢，没有带领百姓来敬拜神。
Because he did not lead the people to worship God.
他带领他们回到他父亲之前所做的这种拜偶像的事情。
Yet he led them back to doing the idol worship that his ancestors.
我们来看这个列王记下的21章12节。
We can turn to 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 12.
列王记下的21章12节。
2 Kings chapter 21, verse 12.
所以耶和华以色列的神如此说：我必降灾祸于耶路撒冷和犹大，叫一切听见的人无不明。
Verse 12. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel: Behold, I am bringing such calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah that whoever hears of it, both his ears will tingle.
所以听到这个警告先知所讲的他们都会耳鸣
So whoever heard this warning from the prophet, their ears would tingle.
这就是一件非常慎重而且很重要的一个宣告。
So this was a very grave and severe warning to them.
耳鸣也代表着说这个神的这种惩罚一定会临到。
So the tingling ears refers to the fact that God's judgment must come to pass.
因为他们犯罪他们违背神的命令。
Because they have gone against God and disobeyed his instructions.
讲到耳鸣的事情我想起在撒母耳记上的同样有一个同样的记载。
So regarding tingling ears, I'm reminded of a passage in 1 Samuel.
我们来看第三章。
1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上的第三章。
For Samuel chapter 3.
三章的十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
撒母耳记上三章十一节。
For Samuel chapter 3 verse 11.
耶和华对撒母耳说：我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。
Then the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.
神要跟他讲什么呢？
So what was God trying to tell him?
神告诉撒母耳说，这事情必须发生在以利的家，就是始终应验在以利的身上。
So God was telling Samuel that all these things, that he had said about the house of Eli would come to pass.
就是13节、14节
，which is recorded in verses 13 to 14.
我曾告诉他必永远降祸以他的家，因他知道儿子作孽自遭咒诅。却不禁止他们是四节
14.
所以我向以利家启示说以利家的罪孽虽献祭奉礼物永不能得赎去
13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them 14. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever
神跟撒母耳讲的这事情就是以利家将会受到这个灾祸。
So what God told Samuel was the calamity that was about to come upon Eli's house.
神说因为他知道儿子作孽自遭咒诅以利不禁止他们。
Because he knew that his sons made themselves vile, and yet he did not restrain them.
因为这样呢神向以利家来启示说 如果他们想要献祭来向神来求赦免，但是神也是永远不能来赎去啊。
So, which is why God swore to the house of Eli that even though they may come to him with sacrifice or offering, that their sin shall not be atoned for.
因为圣经告诉我们，以利的两个儿子是祭司。
The Bible tells us that both Eli's sons were priests.
但是圣经在第二章十二节，撒母耳记上二章十二节说，他两个儿子是恶人，是不认识神的。
In chapter 2, verse 12 tells us that both his sons were corrupt and they did not know the Lord.
所以这是让当时以色列耳鸣将要发生的一件事情。
So these things were said so that the ears of Israel would tingle.
到了这个列王记下的二十一章神再次这样宣告他必降祸给整个耶路撒冷还有犹大。
So similarly in chapter 2 Kings chapter 21, God sends this warning that he was about to judge Jerusalem and Israel.
因为他们因为他们的罪非常的严重。
Because their sin was great.
所以呢，神要来去把他们交在敌人的手中。
So God will hand them into the hands of the enemies.
我们来看这个十四节、十五节。
You can read verses 14 and 15.
列王记下的二十一章十四节、十五节。
Second Kings chapter 21 verses 14 and 15.
我必离去所剩余的子民，把他们交在敌人手中，使他们成为一切仇敌掳掠之物。十五节。是因他们自从列祖出埃及直到如今，常行我眼中看为恶的事，惹动我的怒气。
14. So I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become victims of plunder to all their enemies. 15. Because they have done evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day of their fathers came out of Egypt, even to this day.
所以我们知道。马拿西呢他心生眼中看为恶的事情。
So we know that Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord.
有时候有人在想说为什么他爸爸西西家的信仰的宗教的改革把他们从这个拜偶像回到敬拜神他却刚好是相反呢。
So some may question why his father Hezekiah implemented religious reforms and turned Israel back to God, yet Manasseh did the opposite.
他行神眼中看为恶的事情。
And he did, instead he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
这里二十一章十六节说使犹太人陷在罪里，又流许多无辜人的血，充满了耶路撒冷，从这边直到那边。
And verse 16 tells us, moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin by which he made Judah sin.
如果我们要看细细的来去查考到底他做了什么，可能就要花更多的时间来去解释。
So if we were to study in detail what exactly he had done, we will need to spend more time.
但是这里是很清楚的说他本身就是行神眼中看为恶的事。
But here it tells us that he very clearly did evil inside of the Lord.
有人就说因为他是十二岁登基嘛。
Some people may say that he became king when he was 12.
所以很小他就由别人来去辅导他怎么样来去治国管理国家。
So from a very young age, he had counselors who advised him on how to rule the nation.
但是这些人所做的就是刚好跟西西家王相反，回去拜偶像。
But the people who counseled him did the opposite of what his father had done, which was to worship idols.
所以呢。他小时候就受到这种的影响，结果呢，在神的眼中做了很多得罪神的事。
So from a young age, he was affected by this, and he ended up doing much evil in the sight of the Lord.
使犹太人陷在罪里。
To cause the people of Judah to fall into sin.
而且这里说流了许许多多无辜人的血，充满了耶路撒冷从这一边到那边。
And that he had shed very much innocent blood till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other.
这里告诉我们这个马拿西他行恶结果呢神就兴起外邦来惩罚他。
So here tells us that because Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord, God raised up a foreign nation to punish him.
这里二十一章里头没有告诉我们到底是这个外邦是指着哪一个国家。
So does not tell us which nation, foreign nation this was in this
chapter. 但是如果我们可以去看这个三十三章，历代志下三十三章的话
，But if we turn to the Second Chronicles chapter 33，
我们就知道说当时神兴起了这个巴比伦就是亚述国来攻打他。
So God rose up the king of Babylon, which is Assyria, to attack them.
在这这段时间马拿西亚他不能够当皇帝，甚至被他们抓拿带到巴比伦去。
So here records that not only was he no longer able to be king, but that he was captured to their country.
我们可以看一下这个历代志下的三十三章。
We can turn to Second Chronicles, chapter 33.
我们来看第十节、十一节。
We can read verses 10 and 11.
历代志下三十三章第十节、十一节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 33, verses 10 and 11.
耶和华警戒玛拿西和他的百姓，他们却是不听。十一节。
11.
所以耶和华使亚述王的将帅来攻击他们，用牢钩钩网钩住玛拿西，用铜链锁住他，带到巴比伦去。
Verse 10, and the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they would not listen. 11. Therefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters, and carried him off to Babylon.
所以这里告诉我们了，当时玛拿西他犯了很多的罪。
So he records how Manasseh sinned very greatly.
刚才在列王之下我们读到他流了很多无辜人的血。
As previously in 2 Kings, we read that he shed much innocent blood.
有人在想说谁是这些无辜人的血呢？
So some may ask who these innocent persons.
我们来看这个希伯来书的11章。
We can turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的11章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章的我们来看三十七节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 37.
希伯来书十一章三十七节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 37.
被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。
37. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented.
希伯来书十一章是谈到有信心，靠信心来得胜。
So Hebrews chapter 11 talks about being victorious through faith.
希伯来书作者从十一章三十节就开始谈到古圣徒有一些他是怎么以信心来得胜的。
So from verse 30 onwards talks about the saints of old who and how they were victorious through their faith.
三十节谈到这个三十三十一节谈到以色列人怎么样围绕耶利哥城城墙就倒塌。
And verses 30 and 31 talks about how the Israelites encircled the walls of Jericho for 7 days until the wall fell down.
然后据你拉赫因为信心和和平平的接待当时的以色列探子。所以呢凭着这个信心就能够得胜。
And how the harlot Rahab, when she received the spies with peace, and she was also saved.
那从三十二节这个作者就提到一些古圣徒的名字。
And from verse 32 onwards mentions some names of these saints of old.
他谈到大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事情。
And talks about Samuel and the prophets.
他从三十三节开始他就谈到一些事情的经历，但是没有谈到是谁在经历那些事情。
So in verse 33 mentioned some events, but did not mention specifically who these related to.
刚才我们读的三十七节。
So in verse 37 that we just read.
这里却提到一件事情，就是被锯来锯死的。
So one specific thing mentioned here was that there were some who were sawn in two.
所以在马拿西执政当王的时候，他流了很多无辜人的血。
So when Manasseh was king, he shed very much innocent blood.
刚才我们所读到的是从耶路撒冷的这一边到那一边，就是说 有可能就是满了整个耶路撒冷城。
So previously we read that this had filled Jerusalem from one end to another.
他这个罪恶不单只自己带领百姓去拜偶像，他也杀了很多忠实的先知跟古圣徒。
So not only did he lead his people into worshipping idols, but he had also killed many saints of old.
所以有的人说当时这个年纪老迈的先知以赛亚。
So here's a.
当时在他的时代，也是以赛亚先知的时代。
Oh, so his time also coincided with the time that the prophet Isaiah was around.
那时以赛亚先知年纪也非常大。
And Isaiah was of a very advanced age.
有传说他就是被玛拿西用这个锯来锯死的。
So there's a saying that he may have been sawn to death by Manasseh.
所以以利亚先知是被锯死，很有可能就是玛拿西所做的。
So if Isaiah was indeed sawn in two, it was very likely that it would have been done by Manasseh.
所以玛拿西其实做了很多很多的罪恶的事情。
So Manasseh had done much evil.
所以在列王记下的二十一章讲到这些事情结束以后呢，作者就不再提他其他的了。
So after making mention of this in chapter 21, the author does not mention anything else.
只说他行了很多得罪神犯的罪，后来就死了。
He only mentions that he continued doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and then he died.
如果我们来看历代志下三十三章。
If we turn to 2 Chronicles,
刚才我们读过了第十节到十二节，谈到说他被这个亚述王来攻取这个耶路撒冷，玛拿西被带到巴比伦去。
So previously we read in verses 10 to 12 that Jerusalem was captured and that Manasseh was brought to Babylon.
我们来看十二十三节。
And we can read verses 12 and 13.
历代志下的三十三章十二节十三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 33 verses 12 and 13.
这里说玛拿西在极难的时候就恳求耶和华他的神，且在他列祖神的面前祭其自卑。十三节。
13.
他祷告耶和华，耶和华就应准他的祈求，垂听他的祷告，使他归回耶路撒冷，人作国位。玛拿西这才知道唯独耶和华是神。
Verse 12. Now when he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. 13. And prayed to him, and he received his entreaty, heard his supplication, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God.
如果你只读列王记下二十一章。
So if you only read 2 Kings chapter 21.
你的读了玛拿西以后，你的结果就是说他是一个坏蛋。
So your conclusion may be that he was a bad king.
因为他自己拜偶像，也带领百姓回去拜偶像。
So not only did he worship idols himself, but also led people in doing the same.
也流了许许多多无辜人的血。
And that he shed much innocent blood.
如果事实是正确的话，连先知都给他被他来锯死。
And if it were true, he may have also sawn prophets.
所以神就惩罚他。
And so God punished him.
因为他在神的面前犯罪得罪神。
Because he sinned greatly before God.
所以这也是给我们一个非常好的一个提醒啊。
Yet this serves as a very good reminder to us.
当我们有亏欠的时候我们要赶快向神来求赦免。
When we fall short of God, that we must swiftly ask for.
就好像玛拿西他被这个铜链锁住他带到巴比伦的时候。他在这个极难的时刻，他向神来祈求。
So, quickly ask God for his forgiveness, just as Manasseh when he was taken with hooks, bound with bronze fetters, and taken to Babylon, then he implored to God and humbled himself.
在圣经说，在神的面前极其自卑啊。
And the Bible records that he humbled himself greatly before.
所以他就祷告神神就垂听他的祈求。
And he prayed to God, and God heard his supplication.
使他真的能够对他来说好像是怎么祷告就无缘无故呢？国王就让他回去耶路撒冷，让他仍然坐在这个国王的位置上。
So after he had prayed miraculously, the king of Babylon allowed him to go back into his kingdom.
圣经也没有告诉我们说为什么让这个巴比伦王突然之间改变了初衷让他回国。
So the Bible does not record why the king of Babylon suddenly changed his mind and allowed Manasseh to return to
让他
Jerusalem.
能够回去再坐在国位上马拿西到了这个时候才知道唯独主是神。
Allowing Manasseh to go back to Jerusalem to sit on his throne, and only then did Manasseh knew,
我们在
know
我
that
们
the
信
Lord
仰
was
生活
God.
当中很多的事情，我们都是在我们的这个在我们的知识上，我们都是知道的。
In our life of faith, we may have much knowledge.
但是很多时候我们却不能够把它真正的把它实实在在的行在我们生活当中。
Yet we are unable to practice this in our daily lives.
马拿西他也应该知道说他的祖先的神就是这位以色列的真神。
So Manasseh ought to have known that the God of his ancestors was this one true God of Israel.
不然的话，他在这个急难当中，他为什么不去求他的之前所敬拜的偶像呢？
If not, why did he not pray to his the idols that he worshipped in his affliction?
有可能他已经发觉到拜偶像是后来得到神的惩罚惹起神的怒气。
Perhaps he had then perceived that because of his idol worshipping that he had provoked the wrath of God.
现在呢，在向神来祷告。
And now he prayed to God.
神垂听了。
And God listened.
让他能够回到耶路撒冷再当王。
And he was brought back to Jerusalem into his kingdom.
这里告诉我们，马拿西在那个时候才知道唯独耶和华才是神。
Only then did Manasseh know that the Lord was God.
他知道以后他不没有停止在那边。
Once he had known this, he did not stop there.
14节到17节告诉我们他做了一些的改革。
So verses 14 to 17 mention some of his reforms.
他在14节说在大卫城外谷内的基顺西边，直到以门口建筑城墙，环绕着俄非勒城。住的甚高，在犹大各坚固城内设立勇敢的队长、军长。
14 After this, he built a wall outside the city of David, on the west side of Gihon, in the valley, as far as the entrance of the fish gate, and it enclosed Ophel. And he raised it to a very great height. Then he put military captains in all the fortified cities of Judah.
这告诉我们他懂得来去巩固自己的国家把自己的城墙来建筑的非常高，也非常的坚固。
So this tells us that he learned how to strengthen his nation and fortify the walls of his city.
15节说，他又来开始除掉外邦人的神像，还有在神殿中的偶像。
Verse 15 also mentioned that he took away the foreign gods and the idol from the house of the Lord.
还有在这个圣殿的山上，耶路撒冷所住的各种的坛他都把它拆毁掉。
And all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, he cast them out of the city.
不单只是这样，他重修圣殿里头的祭坛在这个祭坛上来献平安祭跟感谢祭。
Not only this, he also repaired the altar of the Lord, sacrificed peace offerings and thank offerings.
他这一次是重新再把百姓带回到来侍奉、来敬拜以色列的真神。
So in this, once again, he brought the people back to worship the one true God.
所以让百姓能够再次来认识他们所认识的独一的真神。
So that the people may once again come to know their one true God.
他怎么向神祷告呢？
So how did he pray to God?
那我们可以看19节。
You can read verse 19.
33章历代志下33章19节。
Second Chronicles chapter 33 verse 19.
他的祷告以神怎么样应允他？他为自卑以前的罪罪愆过犯，并在何处建筑丘坛、设立亚瑟拉跟雕刻的偶像，都写在何塞的书上。
Also, his prayer and how God received his entreaty and all his sin and trespass, and the sites where he built high places and set up wooden images and carved images before he was humbled. Indeed, they are written among the sayings of Hosea.
所以这里在这个记载说他怎么样向神来祈求当时有人说他是写在这本何塞的书上。
So how his supplication to God was recorded in the sayings of Hosea.
我们所得到的结果就是他的祷告蒙神的垂听。
So our conclusion is that his supplication was heard by God.
因为他愿意来悔改，所以呢，神就让他能够回到这个犹大国再当上王。
Because he was willing to repent, God allowed him to return to Judah to once again be king.
所以因为马拿西亚他愿意来改变。
Because Manasseh was willing to change.
所以呢，在他就是年老的时候他所行的事情表现出来。他在信仰上有好像他爸爸西西家的那种改革。
So it is why during his old age, his deeds reflected some of the reforms that his father had done.
把圣殿里头的偶像都拆掉来除净。
To remove the idols completely from the temple.
来重修神的祭坛。
To rebuild the God's altars.
这里说献上平安祭跟感谢的祭。
And to sacrifice peace offerings and thank offerings.
不单只是这样，还吩咐每一个以色列的百姓都应该是要这样做。
Not only this, but he also commanded Judah and each and every one of the people to serve the Lord God of Israel.
因为他有这个悔改。
Because he had such repentance.
所以在他这个悔改当中带着行动。
And with repentance, he had action.
所以呢就让他所做的一切得到神的垂听。
Which allowed him that in whatever he did to be hearkened by God.
我们来看马太福音的第三章。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音第三章第八节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 8.
你们要接触果子来，以悔改的心相称。第三章马太福音第三章第八节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 8. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
这里告诉我们我们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。
This verse reminds us to bear fruit worthy of our repentance.
也是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们可以来去学习的地方。
This is something that each brother and sister here.
所以我们的悔改不是单单是嘴巴上的悔改，在神的面前祷告而已。
So let our repentance not only be with our lips and in our prayer before God.
在马拿西的改变当中他甚至有行动去拆毁这些偶像跟这些丘坛。
So Manasseh's change involved action where he removed these idols and repaired God's altars.
带领百姓再次来归向神。
To once again lead the people to return to God.
让百姓能够回到神那里来献上他们的平安祭跟这个感谢祭。
So that the people can return to God and once again sacrifice peace offerings and thank offerings.
那我想这个是列王记下21章一个很简单的一个介绍。
So this is a simple introduction to Second Kings chapter 21.
那我们就跪下来祷告，结束我们这一节的聚会。
So we'll kneel down to pray to end our service.